Hello everyone, welcome to another edition to the Bryce Podcast. Today, we got an interesting recording for you. Today we're going to be talking about the Zoom H1 Essential, because this is the first recording ever recorded with the Zoom H1. Now, I still have the Olympus DM720, but because there is an issue with the DM720, at least in my end, because what keeps happening is that the computer will not recognize the device when I use the USB port. It will not recognize that. So, could I still have used the DM720? Probably. I could use the SD card, which I probably still will use, but I got this Zoom H1 Essential, the 2024 model. So in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit about it. We're going to talk about my thoughts and my observations and, you know, some stuff about it if you're interested in wanting to get it. And of course, there's been other reviews on it, like Jonathan Molson's Living Blindfully and all this other stuff. So, without further ado, if you enjoy, please subscribe, share, write this on a review. And also, if you're using Spotify for podcasters, they now have a comment section, so you can now comment on this podcast. Without further ado, let's get this started. So, we're talking about the Zoom H1. Now, I got this on the 9th of July. I got this Zoom H1, got it through Amazon, and came by Wednesday the 11th. I didn't use it right away because I wanted to get another SD card. Apparently, I didn't order the kit which came with the SD card, but I thought I got something better. I got a 128GB SD card, which I'm glad I did, because this recorder records in WAV format, and it also has a lot of big files when it records like that. And the sample rate, which I can change, but it records large file sizes depending on how long the recording is. So I got the SD card. My first test run, I think, was on the 15th or 16th, one of those days. And once again, Zoom is good with accessibility because the recorders do talk. They actually use Microsoft Aria from Windows 11. And the Zoom has about, let me see, 1, 2, yeah, about 2 microphones at least, 2 or 3 microphones. And the Zoom, I need to buy like a wind gate on this thing, because I feel like it blows a lot, like if I'm not even too close, because I could talk like this and it's very... And I don't have to be so close to the mic. You can tell how it sounds. Because then it'll just even say input overload. So that's a little bit about that. This does require an SD card. So you will need an SD card to use the recorder. Which is why I bought something separate. Because I didn't want to use the one that I already use for my GoPro. Because I have the Hero 9, of course, my old Hero 5 GoPro. And so I didn't want to use that. And I made pretty cool recordings, of course, radio recordings, even just recordings of just hanging out and doing different stuff, making this. And I may use it for Bryce Talk Show when I do that on YouTube. I may use it for that. All these reasons I would use that for. Now, you can update the firmware using the Zoom's website if there's a firmware update. There's 4 buttons, of course, the one on front, home, left, right, and then enter on the very back. The little round button is the thing used to record. The button on the back, close to the enter button, is the playback. And then that one, the other one on the forward, is to stop. You also got USB microphones. So if you have a USB mic. If you want to use that, you can use a USB mic. Here's the thing. The Zoom H1 does not charge with, like, typically, like, I would use the DM720, for example, to charge it. You know, if it needs a charge, or if I'm just viewing files, like, it'll charge regardless. So, the Zoom H1, I think you need to, like, get it on a battery charger instead, because you can't just plug it in with USB. Which sucks, because, I mean, you make a good damn recorder, and you can't even add, like, the ability to add, like a charging cable for it, like, or, like, to be able to plug it in and charge it. So, that's bad. Which most likely I'll just end up replacing the battery. And that also brings me next to my next point here, too, is that the battery life on this. And I know some of you other Zoom users who has this one and probably some other new Zoom H series, like 1 and 4 and whatever. For this one, the Zoom H4, the 2024 model, the battery life on there is pretty shitty. Let me tell you. It goes from, well, it depends on how much you use it, and the battery probably lasts, what, 5 days, 4 days, maybe a week? Last week I even had, it lasted 3 days. Well, it depends on how much I use it. Sometimes I do short recordings, sometimes long. And, of course, I always try to make sure to turn it off all the time, which I now have auto turn-off set to 10 minutes. But still, the battery on the Zoom H1 is not really ideal, at least for the recorders that I've had previously. I'd get, like, battery life for, like, maybe 2-3 weeks, or maybe a month, depending on the recorder. And, you know, I'm not used to having recorders that run out of battery, like, every 4 or 5 days. I mean, that's, you'd be using a lot of batteries. I mean, yeah, you probably could charge it some other way, but I don't know, I liked how the DM720 charged like that, because, you know, I can just plug and play it. Despite the USB device not being recognized in Windows, it doesn't matter, it still charges the DM720. That problem only will prevent you from accessing the files from the DM720. That's my problem. Not being able to access the files through the DM720. But at least I have those spare options of recorders. I got this one, and I got the DM720. Now, you also have overdub, which I think that's putting two voices together. Like I could sing something and add another part to it to the same recording, which is kind of cool. You also have a couple system settings, like you can format your SD card with it. You can test the SD card. You can do all these other things. There's some system settings, accessibility settings, you know, change date and time and system. Just to name a few settings you can do. Change the sample rate. Yeah, it has quite a few things to do. Actually, more so than what the DM720 is like. Now, granted, it's a pretty nice little recorder for me getting a talking recorder. At least my step into talking recorders. But anyway, they have a lot of stuff that this one anyway that does, that has a lot of features put in the recorder, and all this stuff that I just mentioned. Just so you know, you make sure you get a good SD card. I mean, sure, you might take the files off the SD card, but I didn't realize that this recorder recorded in WAV format when I got this thing. So, I'm actually kind of glad that I bought the 128GB SD, my 138GB micro SD. Because the files that it records, depending on how long the recording and everything you have set, it can get pretty large, depending on it, all these factors. So yeah, just keep in mind when you're choosing SD cards, I mean, even if that's not a problem, I mean, if you delete them every day, but just so you know, you probably might want to get something like that if you're looking for SDs, for micro SDs. With that, I think it's a pretty nice little recorder. It's small, too. I didn't mention that, but it's really small. Speaker is really small, too. Small-sized recorder. I don't know which is more smaller, the DM720 or the Zoom H1. But anyway, they're pretty much pretty small, these recorders. That recorder is, anyway. And the speaker is quite small, too. And it's got a little volume that you can move up and down, so you don't actually push the button up to move the volume. Push anything to move volume, just that little thing, move it up and down. And as for my DM720 and this recorder, I can, you know, hear myself with headphones, which is what I'm doing now, just so I can hear how I sound when recording, seeing if I'm right or left. And, you know, I like how it records in stereo, and I can also change it to mono if I wanted. You know, whenever I want to switch. But, you know, stereo is really cool for recording. You know, you can hear differently from when you hear it in mono. Barring all mono. But, I mean, I guess it could be useful in mono. But just these things to note, you know, when thinking of getting this. So, that's my little review. Is it a good recorder? Yes, I think it's packed with plenty of things. There's some little flaws on it, like I can't charge it just by plugging in USB, which is very nice because I can get, you know, well, I'm not going to be viewing files that way because I already have it on the SD card, so there's no reason to do it that way because you can't. But yeah, a couple here things here and there. And also, it has some overloading with the when I'm talking, and I'm not even close to the microphone, so if I go, or, and I'm not even close to the microphone. I mean, I try to, just to make sure you guys can hear it, but it, I think there's something I can buy for it that can help with that. So I might look into that as well. But with that out of the way, I think it's a really nice little little small recorder. And you can get on Amazon about $99, $100, something around there, $100, little recorder like that. Took a little handheld little recorder. Alright, that's... Well, everyone, that will be it for this episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, where we talked about the Zoom H1 and capabilities and my observations about it. And if you enjoyed, be sure to subscribe, write a review, and a comment if you're using on Spotify, because they recently just released their new commenting system for podcasters. So, if you're using that, you can use that to your advantage when you do that. Without further ado, stay tuned for the next episode coming out in the future. This is Brycey Wycey Dicey, and I'm out.